14. The Teacher's Guide to Technology. By EdTech Team. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Teacher's Guide to Technology by EdTech Team is a comprehensive guide for teachers who want to use technology in their classrooms. It provides an overview of the different types of technologies available, as well as tips and strategies for integrating them into instruction. The book covers topics such as digital citizenship, online safety, using social media in the classroom, creating multimedia projects, and more. It also includes case studies from real-world educators who have successfully implemented technology in their classrooms. The first section of the book focuses on understanding how technology can be used effectively in education. This includes exploring why it's important to integrate technology into instruction and how it can help students learn better. The authors provide practical advice on selecting appropriate tools for specific learning objectives and discuss ways that teachers can assess student progress with these tools. In addition to providing guidance on using technology effectively, the book also offers ideas for incorporating tech-based activities into lessons. These include activities related to coding, robotics, virtual reality, VR, augmented reality, AR, 3D printing, game design and development, video production / editing / animation software programs like Adobe Creative Suite or iMovie, web design, app creation, podcasting, blogging, digital storytelling, animation software like Scratch or Toon Boom Studio Pro, graphic design software like Photoshop or Illustrator, data analysis tools such as Excel or Tableau Public, presentation software such as PowerPoint or Prezi Pro Plus Edition. The final section of the book looks at ways that teachers can use technology to support professional development opportunities within their schools. This includes suggestions for setting up professional learning networks, PLNs, among colleagues both inside and outside of school walls so they can share best practices with each other about teaching with tech tools. Overall, this book is an invaluable resource for any teacher looking to incorporate more tech-based activities into their curriculum while still maintaining high standards of quality instruction. With its clear explanations and step-by-step instructions, it makes it easy even for those new to educational technologies understand what they need to get started quickly. P. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Establishing a technology vision. Establishing a technology vision for your school or district is essential for successful implementation of technology in the classroom. This vision should include a plan for how technology will be used to support student learning and how it will be integrated into the curriculum. Main idea number 2. Developing a technology plan. Developing a technology plan is essential for successful implementation of technology in the classroom. This plan should include a timeline for implementation, a budget, and a strategy for training teachers and students. Main idea number 3. Understanding the benefits of technology. Understanding the benefits of technology in the classroom is essential for successful implementation. Technology can be used to support student learning, increase engagement, and provide access to a variety of resources. Main idea number 4. Selecting the right technology. Selecting the right technology for the classroom is essential for successful implementation. This includes considering the needs of the students, the budget, and the available resources. Main idea number 5. Implementing technology in the classroom. Implementing technology in the classroom is essential for successful implementation. This includes developing a plan for how technology will be used, training teachers and students, and providing support for the technology. Main idea number 6. Integrating technology into the curriculum. Integrating technology into the curriculum is essential for successful implementation. This includes developing a plan for how technology will be used to support student learning and providing resources and support for teachers. Main idea number 7. Assessing technology use. Assessing technology use is essential for successful implementation. This includes evaluating the effectiveness of technology in the classroom and determining how it can be used to support student learning. Main idea number 8. Supporting technology use. Supporting technology use is essential for successful implementation. This includes providing resources and support for teachers and developing a plan for how technology will be used to support student learning. Main idea number 9. Understanding digital citizenship. Understanding digital citizenship is essential for successful implementation. This includes teaching students about responsible online behavior and providing resources and support for teachers. Main idea number 10. Developing a technology infrastructure. Developing a technology infrastructure is essential for successful implementation. This includes considering the needs of the students, the budget, and the available resources. Main idea number 11. Managing technology resources. Managing technology resources is essential for successful implementation. This includes developing a plan for how technology will be used and providing resources and support for teachers and students. Main idea number 12. Understanding the role of technology in education. Understanding the role of technology in education is essential for successful implementation. This includes considering the needs of the students, the budget, and the available resources. Main idea number 13. Creating a technology-rich environment. Creating a technology-rich environment is essential for successful implementation. This includes developing a plan for how technology will be used to support student learning and providing resources and support for teachers. Main idea number 14. Developing a technology-based curriculum. Developing a technology-based curriculum is essential for successful implementation. This includes considering the needs of the students, the budget, and the available resources. Main idea number 15. Understanding the impact of technology on learning. Understanding the impact of technology on learning is essential for successful implementation. This includes evaluating the effectiveness of technology in the classroom and determining how it can be used to support student learning. Main idea number 16. Developing a technology-based assessment system. Developing a technology-based assessment system is essential for successful implementation. This includes considering the needs of the students, the budget, and the available resources. Main idea number 17. Understanding the role of technology in professional development. Understanding the role of technology in professional development is essential for successful implementation. This includes providing resources and support for teachers and developing a plan for how technology will be used to support student learning. Main idea number 18. Understanding the role of technology in school administration. Understanding the role of technology in school administration is essential for successful implementation. This includes developing a plan for how technology will be used and providing resources and support for teachers and students. Main idea number 19. Understanding the role of technology in parent engagement. Understanding the role of technology in parent engagement is essential for successful implementation. This includes providing resources and support for teachers and developing a plan for how technology will be used to support student learning. Main idea number 20. Understanding the role of technology in community engagement. Understanding the role of technology in community engagement is essential for successful implementation. This includes providing resources and support for teachers and developing a plan for how technology will be used to support student learning and engagement. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Establishing a technology vision for your school or district is essential for successful implementation of technology in the classroom. This vision should include a plan for how technology will be used to support student learning and how it will be integrated into the curriculum. It should also consider the needs of all stakeholders, including teachers, administrators, students, parents, and community members. The vision should provide guidance on which technologies are best suited to meet educational goals and objectives, as well as identify potential challenges that may arise when implementing new technologies. The development of this vision requires collaboration between all stakeholders involved in order to ensure that everyone has an understanding of what is expected from them. A comprehensive plan must be created that outlines specific steps needed to achieve success with integrating technology into instruction. This includes identifying resources available, such as funding sources, training opportunities, and technical support services. Once the plan is developed, it must then be communicated effectively so that everyone understands their role in achieving success with using technology in education. Regular meetings should take place where progress can be monitored and adjustments made if necessary. Finally, ongoing professional development opportunities need to be provided so educators can stay up to date on current trends related to educational technologies. Main idea number 2. Developing a technology plan is essential for successful implementation of technology in the classroom. A comprehensive plan should include a timeline for implementation, a budget, and a strategy for training teachers and students. The timeline should outline when each step of the process will be completed, including purchasing hardware and software, setting up networks or other infrastructure needs, providing professional development to staff members on how to use the new technologies effectively, and introducing students to the new tools. The budget should account for all costs associated with implementing technology in the classroom. This includes not only hardware and software purchases, but also any additional fees such as installation charges or subscription services. It is important to consider long-term costs such as maintenance contracts or upgrades that may be necessary down the line. Finally, it is important to develop an effective training program so that both teachers and students can make full use of their new technological resources. Professional development sessions can help ensure that teachers are comfortable using these tools in their classrooms, while student workshops can provide hands-on experience with different types of devices. Main idea number 3. Understanding the benefits of technology in the classroom is essential for successful implementation. Technology can be used to support student learning, increase engagement, and provide access to a variety of resources. For example, digital tools such as interactive whiteboards or tablets can help students visualize concepts more easily than traditional methods. Additionally, online platforms like Google Classroom allow teachers to assign work and track progress with ease. Finally, educational websites and apps offer an array of content that can supplement instruction. Technology also has the potential to make learning more engaging by providing opportunities for collaboration between students and teachers alike. Through video conferencing software like Zoom or Skype, classes can connect with experts from around the world without ever leaving their desks. Furthermore, social media sites such as Twitter or Instagram enable educators to share ideas quickly while encouraging dialogue among peers. Finally, technology provides access to a wealth of information that would otherwise be unavailable in a traditional classroom setting. Students have access to vast libraries of books through e-readers like Kindle or Nook. They are able to explore virtual museums. They can even take virtual field trips. By leveraging these resources effectively, teachers are able to create dynamic lessons that will engage their students on multiple levels. Main idea number 4. Selecting the right technology for the classroom is essential for successful implementation. This means taking into account a variety of factors, such as the needs of students, budget constraints, and available resources. It's important to consider how different technologies can be used to support learning objectives and enhance student engagement. For example, if you are looking to increase collaboration among students in your class, then selecting a platform that allows them to work together on projects or share ideas could be beneficial. When choosing technology for your classroom, it is also important to think about ease of use and accessibility. If you are introducing new tools or platforms into your teaching practice, make sure they are user-friendly so that both teachers and students can quickly become familiar with them. Additionally, Ensure that any technology selected meets accessibility standards so all learners have equal access. Finally, when selecting the right technology for your classroom, it is important to keep up with current trends in educational technology. Research what other educators are using in their classrooms and read reviews from peers who have already implemented similar solutions. Main idea number 5. Implementing technology in the classroom is essential for successful implementation. This includes developing a plan for how technology will be used, training teachers and students, and providing support for the technology. To ensure that all of these components are addressed, it is important to create an effective strategy. The first step in creating this strategy should be to identify what type of technology will best meet the needs of your classroom. Consider factors such as cost, ease of use, compatibility with existing systems, and scalability when making this decision. Once you have identified which technologies you would like to use in your classroom, develop a plan outlining how they will be implemented. Once you have developed a plan for implementing the chosen technologies into your classroom environment, it is important to provide adequate training for both teachers and students on how to use them effectively. This can include workshops or online tutorials that cover topics such as basic computer skills or more advanced concepts related to specific software programs or hardware devices. Finally, it is essential that there is ongoing support available once the technologies are up and running in order to ensure their continued success within the learning environment. This could involve having dedicated staff members who are knowledgeable about different types of technology available at any given time or providing access to external resources such as technical help desks. Main idea number 6. Integrating technology into the curriculum is essential for successful implementation. This means that teachers must develop a plan for how technology will be used to support student learning and provide resources and support for teachers. For example, this could include providing access to digital tools such as laptops or tablets in the classroom, creating online lessons or activities that students can complete at home, or using video conferencing software to connect with other classrooms around the world. Additionally, it's important to ensure that all students have equal access to these technologies by providing training on how they work and troubleshooting any technical issues. In order for technology integration to be effective in the classroom, teachers need professional development opportunities so they can learn about new technologies and understand best practices when using them. Professional development should also focus on helping teachers create meaningful learning experiences with technology rather than simply teaching them how to use specific tools. Finally, administrators should provide ongoing support throughout the process of integrating technology into their school's curriculum. Main idea number 7. Assessing technology use is an important part of successful implementation in the classroom. It involves evaluating how effective the technology is for student learning and determining what changes can be made to better support students. This assessment should include looking at how well students are using the technology, as well as any issues that may arise from its use. Additionally, it should consider whether or not the technology is meeting educational goals and objectives. When assessing technology use in the classroom, teachers should look at both short-term and long-term outcomes. Short-term outcomes might include increased engagement with course material or improved collaboration among students, while long-term outcomes could involve higher test scores or greater understanding of concepts taught through technological tools. Teachers should also assess if there are any unintended consequences resulting from using a particular piece of software or hardware. Finally, teachers need to evaluate their own comfort level with using different types of technologies in order to ensure they are able to effectively integrate them into their teaching practice. By taking all these factors into consideration when assessing technology use in the classroom, teachers will be able to make informed decisions about which technologies best meet their needs and those of their students. Main idea number 8. Supporting technology use is essential for successful implementation. This means providing resources and support to teachers so they can effectively integrate technology into their classrooms. It also involves developing a plan that outlines how the technology will be used to support student learning. For example, This could include creating lesson plans that incorporate digital tools or using online platforms to facilitate collaboration between students. In addition, it's important to provide ongoing professional development opportunities for teachers so they can stay up to date on the latest technologies and best practices in educational technology integration. This could involve attending workshops or conferences, participating in webinars or online courses, or even joining an EdTech community of practice. Finally, it's important to ensure there are adequate technical resources available for teachers and students alike. This includes having enough devices such as laptops and tablets available for classroom use as well as reliable internet access throughout the school building. Main idea number 9. Understanding digital citizenship is an important part of successful implementation of technology in the classroom. It involves teaching students about responsible online behavior and providing resources and support for teachers to help them understand how to use technology safely and effectively. Digital citizenship education should include topics such as cyberbullying, privacy, copyright laws, internet safety, digital etiquette, data security, and more. Teachers can provide instruction on these topics through lectures or activities that involve discussion or role-playing scenarios. In addition to educating students about digital citizenship issues, it is also important for teachers to model appropriate online behavior themselves. This includes being mindful of what they post on social media sites and other public forums, using respectful language when communicating with others online, avoiding plagiarism, respecting intellectual property rights, understanding the implications of sharing personal information online, and adhering to school policies regarding acceptable use of technology. By helping students develop a better understanding of their responsibilities as digital citizens now, while they are still young, we can ensure that they will be able to make informed decisions throughout their lives when it comes to using technology responsibly. Main idea number 10. Developing a technology infrastructure is essential for successful implementation of educational technology. This includes considering the needs of the students, the budget, and available resources. It is important to ensure that all stakeholders are involved in this process so that everyone has an understanding of what is needed and how it will be implemented. When developing a technology infrastructure, it is important to consider factors such as hardware requirements, software compatibility, network security protocols, data storage solutions, and user access rights. Additionally, there should be plans in place for ongoing maintenance and support services to ensure that any issues can be addressed quickly. It may also be necessary to develop policies around acceptable use of technology within the school or district environment. These policies should include guidelines on appropriate online behavior as well as rules regarding copyright laws and digital media usage. Finally, professional development opportunities should be provided for staff members who will need training on how to effectively use new technologies in their classrooms or departments. Main idea number 11. Managing technology resources is an important part of successful implementation of educational technology. It involves developing a plan for how the technology will be used and providing resources and support to teachers and students. This includes ensuring that all stakeholders understand the purpose of the technology, as well as its capabilities and limitations. Additionally, it requires making sure that there are adequate technical support personnel available to help with any issues or questions that may arise. When managing technology resources, it is also important to consider budgeting for hardware upgrades or replacements when necessary. Furthermore, software licenses should be monitored regularly in order to ensure compliance with licensing agreements. Finally, security measures must be taken into account in order to protect data from unauthorized access. By taking these steps towards effective management of technological resources, educators can ensure that their classrooms are equipped with the tools they need for success in today's digital world. Main idea number 12. Understanding the role of technology in education is essential for successful implementation. This means taking into account the needs of students, budget constraints, and available resources. Technology can be used to enhance learning experiences by providing access to a variety of digital tools and resources that can help students develop critical thinking skills, collaborate with peers, and engage in meaningful activities. It also allows teachers to create engaging lessons that are tailored to individual student needs. When considering how best to use technology in the classroom, it's important to consider what type of technology will best meet your goals. For example, if you want students to have access to online research materials or multimedia content, then you may need computers or tablets with internet access. If you want them to work collaboratively on projects, then they may need laptops or Chromebooks so they can share documents easily. It's also important for educators and administrators alike to understand the potential risks associated with using technology in education, such as cyberbullying or data privacy concerns. By understanding these risks ahead of time, it helps ensure that appropriate measures are taken when implementing any new technologies. Overall, understanding the role of technology in education is key for successful implementation and ensuring that all stakeholders benefit from its use. With careful planning and consideration given towards meeting student needs while staying within budget constraints, it's possible for schools and districts alike to reap many benefits from incorporating educational technologies into their classrooms. Main idea number 13. Creating a technology-rich environment is essential for successful implementation of educational technology in the classroom. This includes developing a plan for how technology will be used to support student learning and providing resources and support for teachers. It is important to consider the type of hardware, software, and other tools that are needed to create an effective learning environment. Additionally, it is necessary to ensure that all students have access to these technologies so they can participate fully in their education. In order to make sure that teachers are comfortable using the available technologies, professional development should be provided on how best to use them in instruction. Teachers should also receive ongoing technical support when needed so they can troubleshoot any issues quickly and effectively. Finally, it is important that there are policies in place regarding appropriate use of technology by both students and staff. By creating a comprehensive plan for implementing educational technology into classrooms with adequate resources and training opportunities for teachers, schools can ensure that their students have access to the most up-to-date tools available while still maintaining safety standards. Main idea number 14. Developing a technology-based curriculum is essential for successful implementation. This requires careful consideration of the needs of the students, the budget, and available resources. It is important to ensure that all stakeholders are involved in this process so that everyone has an understanding of what will be required to make it successful. When developing a technology-based curriculum, it is important to consider how technology can be used to enhance learning experiences. Technology should not replace traditional teaching methods, but rather supplement them with new tools and approaches. For example, online platforms such as Google Classroom or Edmodo can provide teachers with additional ways to engage their students in meaningful activities. In addition, when creating a technology-based curriculum, it is also important to consider how best to integrate existing technologies into instruction. This includes considering which devices are most appropriate for each lesson plan and ensuring that they are properly configured before use in class. Finally, when developing a technology-based curriculum, it is essential that teachers receive adequate training on how best to use these technologies effectively within their classrooms. Professional development opportunities should be provided regularly so that educators have access to up-to-date information about emerging trends in educational technology. Main idea number 15. Understanding the impact of technology on learning is essential for successful implementation. Technology can be used to support student learning in a variety of ways, from providing access to online resources and tools, to facilitating collaboration between students and teachers. It is important to evaluate the effectiveness of technology in the classroom before implementing it, as well as determining how best it can be used to meet educational goals. When assessing the impact of technology on learning, educators should consider factors such as cost-effectiveness, ease of use, scalability, and compatibility with existing systems. Additionally, they should assess whether or not students are engaged with the technology being used in their classrooms. Finally, educators must also consider how they will measure success when using new technologies. By understanding the potential benefits and drawbacks associated with different types of technologies available for use in education settings, educators can make informed decisions about which ones are most appropriate for their particular needs. By doing so, they can ensure that any investments made into technological solutions are worthwhile and beneficial for both teachers and students alike. Main idea number 16. Developing a technology-based assessment system is essential for successful implementation. This requires careful consideration of the needs of the students, the budget, and available resources. It is important to ensure that any technology-based assessment system meets all educational standards and objectives while also being cost-effective. When developing a technology-based assessment system, it is important to consider how it will be used in the classroom setting. Will it be used as an individual or group activity? What type of feedback will be provided? How will data from assessments be collected and analyzed? These are all questions that need to be answered when designing a technology-based assessment system. In addition, there should also be thought given to how teachers can use this new tool effectively in their classrooms. Training sessions should take place so that teachers understand how to use the software correctly and efficiently. Furthermore, support systems should also be put into place so that if issues arise with using the software, they can quickly get help. Finally, once everything has been set up properly, it is important to monitor usage regularly and make sure everyone involved understands what they need to do in order for assessments conducted through this new platform are accurate and reliable. Main idea number 17. Understanding the role of technology in professional development is essential for successful implementation. Technology can be used to support teachers in a variety of ways, from providing resources and support to developing plans for how it will be used to enhance student learning. Professional development should focus on helping teachers understand how they can use technology effectively in their classrooms, as well as exploring new tools and strategies that may help them better engage students. Teachers need access to training and resources that will enable them to become comfortable with using technology in their teaching practice. This includes understanding the basics of hardware and software, as well as more advanced topics such as coding or robotics. Additionally, educators should have access to online communities where they can ask questions and get advice from other professionals who are also working with technology. Finally, professional development must include a plan for integrating technology into instruction. This plan should include goals for what students should learn through the use of technology, along with specific activities or projects that will help them reach those goals. It is important that this plan is tailored specifically towards each teacher's classroom needs so that it meets both their instructional objectives and the needs of their students. Main idea number 18. Understanding the role of technology in school administration is essential for successful implementation. Technology can be used to streamline processes, improve communication between staff and students, and provide access to resources that would otherwise not be available. It is important to develop a plan for how technology will be used in the school environment, including what types of devices will be used, how they will be managed and maintained, and who will have access to them. In addition to developing a plan for using technology in schools, it is also important to provide resources and support for teachers and students. This includes providing training on how to use the various technologies available as well as offering technical assistance when needed. Additionally, it may also involve creating policies around acceptable uses of technology within the school setting. Finally, administrators should ensure that there are measures in place that protect student data privacy while still allowing appropriate access by authorized personnel. This includes implementing security protocols such as encryption or two-factor authentication when necessary. Main idea number 19. Understanding the role of technology in parent engagement is essential for successful implementation. Technology can be used to facilitate communication between teachers and parents, provide resources and support for teachers, and create a plan for how technology will be used to support student learning. Teachers should consider how they can use technology to engage with parents in meaningful ways that are beneficial to both parties. For example, teachers could use online platforms such as Google Classroom or Edmodo to share information about upcoming assignments or events with parents. Additionally, social media tools like Twitter or Facebook can be used by teachers to communicate directly with parents. Teachers should also think about how they can leverage technology-based activities that involve both students and their families. This could include having students create digital portfolios of their work that they then share with their families via email or other online platforms. It could also involve creating interactive projects where students collaborate on tasks together using video conferencing software such as Skype or Zoom. Finally, it's important for teachers to understand the potential risks associated with using technology when engaging with parents. These risks include cyberbullying, privacy concerns related to sharing personal information online, and inappropriate content being shared through social media sites. Main idea number 20. Understanding the role of technology in community engagement is essential for successful implementation. Technology can be used to facilitate communication between teachers, students, and parents, as well as provide access to resources that may not otherwise be available. It can also help create a more engaging learning environment by providing interactive activities and tools that allow students to explore topics in greater depth. When planning how technology will be used in the classroom or school setting, it is important to consider both the needs of the learners and their level of technological literacy. Teachers should ensure they have adequate training on how to use any new technologies before introducing them into their classrooms. Additionally, they should develop a plan for how these technologies will support student learning and engagement. Finally, it is important for schools and districts to provide ongoing support for teachers when using technology in their classrooms. This includes offering professional development opportunities such as workshops or online courses so that educators are able to stay up to date with current trends in educational technology. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.